Susan Show.
All right, I want everybody to say hi to my friend Ebis. You know her as Elizabeth Estes. And she went from radio into all kinds of fun technology things. I don't even know, girlfriend, how to describe what you do other than to say you're one of the smartest people I know. So,
yeah. Well, that's overly kind. Let's just put it that way. But I appreciate that.
Well, either that or you fake it really well, one of the two. I'm not sure which, but I'll go with it.
I think somebody, I don't know what I don't know, but somehow I've made a career out of it. Let's just go with that.
Well, I want to have your passport because it is stamped all the time with great travels. And right now you're at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. Your fifth year going because you're ahead of the curve. That's the woman you are.
More than five, actually. They give you a little stamp. I got here and they said, you've been here more than 5 years. I think it's nine years total. So I'm out here with 300,000 of my closest friends. You can imagine how Vegas is with 300,000 other people trying to get cabs.
Hey, let's talk just logistics here for a moment. If I ever wanted to go to the Consumer Electronics Show, would I be able to buy a ticket for that? Or is that only by invite or you got to apply and get lucky?
No. It's interesting you ask that because there were a bunch of us having a debate the other night sitting at the blackjack table. But it used to be you could buy a day ticket and it was relatively reasonable for people who just wanted to see what's going on. And we were just debating this. I still think you can. It's not exactly cheap to come for a day. I come for an entire pass, so I get a free pass to the floor because I go to classes and do some other things as well. But it's not inexpensive to come to this, and I think they've raised it. And I think partially because of the crowds. I mean, it used to be, it started out at the Conrad Hilton many years ago, and then it moved to the convention center when I've been coming. And it's 43 football fields worth of stuff. So imagine that. And not just at the convention center, they've moved it to the Sands, and there's other places as well, the Aria. So it's moved all over Vegas now. It's massive.
The technology that they're premiering, are people looking for funding, or are they just starting to advertise, hey, here's the next gadget we're going to start selling?
Yeah, I mean, you'll see some that are here, and they're like, hey, we're starting our Kickstarter funding, and those are really fun to watch, the crowdsourced funding's kind of new products. And then you'll see established, really big names that are here, Philips and Sony and LG, and you'll see huge, massive booths as well. So it really runs the gamut from the small startups looking for people to buy their product and bring it into retail. There's a lot of retailers here. Target's here. They're all looking to see what the next best thing is. So you see all sorts of different people who are here in the consumer electronics space. And really, over the last 5 years, what's really grown the most is the digital health space, like wearables, anything for your health and fitness, those kind of things.
My friend Matt, who used to also work here at Radio Bloomington, I know was traveling around with you yesterday. He was texting me last night, and he said it was something crazy, like 60,000 steps, 6.5 miles.
Yeah, Matt Edwards from State Farm, he made me feel really, really good when he sent me the text and said we walked 6.5 miles yesterday looking at different products and things. So, yeah, I felt pretty good about that.
But there were some things that happened.
Yeah, hey, Elizabeth, authorities say there was an incident with a wheelchair scooter. Tell me about that.
Well, it wasn't me. Matt got run over by a wheelchair scooter. He literally, I turned around and the poor guy had gotten just taken out. So he's okay, thankfully. And he said, well, that's a first, come to the Consumer Electronics Show and get run over by a motorized wheelchair. So he's okay. No concerns there. So he's fine.
Well, we got self-driving cars coming in the future. Can we have self-driving wheelchairs for the protection of others?
Maybe that should be, but they wouldn't do very well here at the Consumer Electronics Show because I'd be starting and stopping a lot. It's just a sea of humanity. It really is. There's just a zillion people and a zillion cool things to see and some things you scratch your head over. Let me just tell you that.
Okay,
there were a lot of those yesterday.
Coolest, number one coolest thing you saw yesterday. I know it's hard to narrow it down, but what's the one that if you could have written a check for right away, you would have said, gimme, gimme, I want to own that now?
Well, there was this Art Home Brewing System, the iGulu Brewing System. That was pretty cool for all of those people who want to brew their own beer at home. That was one I liked. I have probably my top three or four. One for kids that I think will do very well is something called playbrush.com. And it's your gaming toothbrush. It's a toothbrush that's connected to an app. And as the kids brush their teeth, they watch the app. So this is for younger kids as you're teaching them how to brush their teeth. And the app will tell you, too slow. It'll give you a little thing, or too fast, slow down. And it'll say, go to the right, go to the left. And it's connected toothbrush that becomes a gamification for it. I think that will do really, really well. There was also a motorcycle helmet for those of you who ride motorcycles that I thought was really cool. It was actually a helmet. It wasn't a helmet. It was a connected brake light that goes on the back of any motorcycle helmet. And it, as you stop, it has kind of a technology in it. As you stop, the light goes up on the back of your helmet, not just on the back of your bike.
Adding visual.
And if you fall, yeah, adding visual. And if you fall, it actually goes to a coordinating app and it knows that you've been injured and it'll call 911. So some of these things are really functional. And then there's things that you just kind of scratch your head over, like the, there's a connected bikini that tells you how many UV rays you're getting. I mean, if I were to give you one word of the whole thing, it's everything is connected. The one thing I would have bought yesterday, had I been able to, was a thing called Square Off. And it is a chessboard that's connected, and you can challenge anybody from anywhere in the world, which, you know, you think, okay, well, I can do that on my computer. This is an actual board, and the pieces move. So the person, as they make the move somewhere else, or you're playing the artificial intelligence in the chessboard, as you make your move, the chessboard makes its move, and the pieces actually move.
Oh, that's cool.
It was crazy to stand there and watch it. Yeah. So, there were a lot of... I don't know what I would call frivolous kind of connected items that I can't imagine why anybody would do, you know, a Febreze dispenser that was connected and it was, I mean, who really wants that? Connected blind.
Somebody that has a stinky pooper in the house, that's who wants that Febreze thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's who they want. Yeah. Now, I know you were looking at a lot of health stuff. Archie had a question about something related to health.
Right. Speaking of, like, getting connected, what are your feelings towards the new Spartan underwear that kind of protect the menjules from technology radiation?
Oh, I took that picture. I don't know if Matt sent it to you.
He did. Yeah.
It's like one of those things that you go, well, I mean, if that's a legitimate concern, I get it. I will say on the guy side, though, the connected bathrooms we saw, and I'm not making this up, connected toilets and the whole bit, Matt and I both wondered why they didn't create one that actually put the seat down. And they didn't. And I think that had they done that, there's a lot of women who would have been ordering those from Bratz or whomever as soon as they could. Right. It was an interesting, as I mentioned, there's a lot of different products there. And we were only on one floor. We were only on one building. So we did see a lot of drones. We did see we saw a really cool car, a couple really cool cars. So it's going to be interesting. I think the best part of this show is you really get a sense of what's coming. What I find fascinating is if you look back 9 years ago when I came the first time and I saw the very first smart home, and it took a long time to get to it. Now it's so sped up. When you see these things, they're going to be in the marketplace right away. So it's a pretty interesting dynamic in the consumer electronics and the digital health space. But if you'd like a pair of those underwear, Archie, I can run back today and see what I can do.
Please do.
Yeah, he's always into
I'll get
new
on
underwear.
It.
Last question I have for you, and again, this is Elizabeth Estes, a.k.a. Ebus. If you're from Pontiac or Radio Bloomington, you know her well. Since you're out there looking for forward thinking in the medical world of technology, what are you hoping is going to be there when you get through the rest of the spaces? Because I know you got many more miles to see today.
I do. I work with a company that deals in a pretty nasty disease state called idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. And it's a COPD. If they say if you have COPD, it's like drinking out of a straw. With idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, it's like drinking out of a coffee stirrer. And so what we're trying to do is find something that can connect to an oxygen tank. Imagine a lot of us can start our cars from our phone, but for people who have pulmonary disorders, they have to get up, walk over, turn on and off their oxygen tank. There's got to be a better way. And so we're hoping we can find some more technologies that help quality of life issues for patients in that space. So that is really one thing, seriously, I'm out here looking for. I just happen to see a lot of other things that are kind of cool. The last one I want to tell you, Susan, that I know you'll like is
What's a company
called MyOeno. O-E-N-O. MyOeno.com. It's for the wine drinkers in your life, and it's a device that actually goes into a glass of wine. It'll tell you what's made in that wine, if it's blackberry or oak or whatever, and then it will suggest other wines that are similar. So I wanted to make sure to get that one because I know that you have a time or two liked a glass of wine.
No.
So I thought I should bring that one
me?
Up.
Me? No. Not me.
Yeah, I like that one.
Now, you also find the associated device that helps say, stop drinking now, it's going to hurt tomorrow?
Yes, they have it. There was a device, and you wear it on your arm, and it tells you, it's a breathalyzer, but it's not a breathalyzer. It's actually taking biometrics from your body, and it's a little wristband you wear, and it says, you're getting close to being drunk, stop. Stop now if you're going to drive in the next hour. It was an amazing device. So yeah, that's there too.
That would be awesome to keep more people off the road and eligible for DUIs and safer for the rest of us. E, I'm so glad we talked to you today. I know you got many miles to go before you sleep, but thanks so much for joining us. And if you ever get back to Bologna, please stop by so we can chat and have you back on the radio where I still think you belong, okay?
Thanks, my friend. Archie, take care. I'm heading to get your underwear. I'll get you those Snoopy ones.
Get the Snoopy ones. All right.